says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, you're welcome to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on June 8th, 2023. I'm James Kelso, your host. Today's my birthday. I just turned 75. How do you like them apples? And you're welcome to participate in the show live. You can call in at 512-248-8252. We're on for an hour from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Boy, another rock'em sock'em day in the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump, well, let's read it the way he says it right here. He writes this 1 hour ago to all of us on truthsocial.com. I am an innocent man. The Biden administration is totally corrupt. This is election interference and a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Make America great again. And then he has a message, and here it is. This is today, what they've done to him today.
Very sadly, we're a nation in decline, and yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first. And they go after him on a boxer's hoax, just like the Russia hoax and all of the others. This has been going on for 7 years, and they can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report, and that came out. No collusion after 2.5 years. That was set up by Hillary Clinton and Democrats. But this is what they do. This is what they do so well. If they would devote their energies to honesty and integrity, it would be a lot better for our country. They could do a lot better. They could do a lot of great things. But when you look at what's happened to our country in the last 3 years, we were energy independent. We had a strong military that wasn't woke. We were doing so well. We were respected all over the world. Got the biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history. And what do? You have a president where an election was taken, got more votes than any sitting president in history by far, never anything even close. And they come after me because now we're leading in the polls again by a lot against Biden and against the Republicans by a lot. But we're leading against Biden by a lot, a tremendous amount. And we went up to a level that they figured the way they're going to stop us is by using what's called warfare. Now, that's what it is. This is warfare for the law. And we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. Our country is going to hell. And they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax, just like Russia, just like the fake dossier was a hoax. You saw the Durham report. You saw the Mueller report. It was all a big hoax. You had two impeachments, and they lost, and we won. And we had tremendous support. But that was a hoax and a scam. And now they're doing it again. It's just a continuation, 7 years, even after I'm out. But it's called election interference.
And he goes on for another minute and a half. Forgive me for cutting it off there. And the you know, the president is so mild in his language there. He's so kind to our enemies. It's worse than a hoax. It's worse than election interference. It's a communist coup. It's a communist takeover. It's the destruction of America. And of course, he knows that, and he measures his language. He has to talk to everybody. He has to talk as the president, so he can't quite talk as a radio host. But so that the latest one, what this is about, is the boxes hoax. That is the FBI Mar-a-Lago raid, in which they a completely concocted, fake, phony, illegal raid on his home, his highly secure, Secret Service secured home, certainly more secure than the White House, and certainly more secure than Joe Biden's Corvette garage or his storage facility in Chinatown in Washington, D.C., unsecured, completely unsecured, of untold quantities of classified material removed as vice president, which was illegal. He did not have the right to do that. He was not the president. But they're going to indict him. He will be arraigned. Is it today or will it be tomorrow? In Miami. And here we go again. We have the Bragg arraignment in D.C. Now we have this one. And what will be next? An arraignment in Georgia? The reaction to the Bragg arraignment was a massive increase in support for Donald Trump. This arraignment will bring exactly the same thing. So let the commies eat crap. And we'll come back to this one, but that's the main headline for today, this indictment of Donald Trump. There's a very encouraging headline on, I think it was on revolver.news, concerning another great development, which was Tucker Carlson taking apart Biden. And the new Tucker on Twitter show, which we heard episode number one of that show. As far as I know, episode number two has not yet been unleashed. But boy, am I looking forward to it. Now, here's the encouraging bit of news, speculated upon at revolver.news and at the Gateway Pundit. Fox, in their contract with Tucker Carlson, may have committed a massive blunder that will enable Tucker Carlson to regain his freedom of speech and give us a great champion on the airwaves again. And that is this. They apparently made a non-compete clause that covers other networks like MSNBC and ABC and CNN, etc. The alphabet soup of communism. But it doesn't cover Twitter. Twitter is left out. And so Tucker, on several grounds, Fox is screwed. One is the contract they wrote with Tucker, they broke, which invalidates the contract. You're not to, you cannot be held to a contract the other party has broken. Sorry. And then on count number two, the contract never mentions Twitter or anything like Twitter. So Tucker Carlson may have a wide open path to what? Okay. Get this, ladies and gentlemen. Episode number one of Tucker on Twitter. Yesterday, it had 95 million views. Tonight, at Showtime, it has 108.5 million views. This thing is headed towards a quarter of a billion views. Holy mackerel. 108 million views. We're getting a number that's on the order of magnitude of the entire population of the United States. I mean, could it get any better? So we'll keep an eye on that. And Tucker on Twitter isn't even well known. We're publicizing it here. Some of you didn't hear of it until you heard it here. Where can you hear about it? MSDNC, the communists, CNN, the communist networks, they're not going to publicize this. They don't dare mention it. So how does Jane and Joe, average American, get wind of it? Well, it's going to travel by word of mouth, by by people telling each other. So watch this thing. Watch when America actually knows that Tucker is on Twitter. Watch it. You think this is 108 million? This is a lot? Wait till that moment. Can you imagine a guy who's getting 500 million views on his shows? I think that's where this is going. And meanwhile, CNN is their best shows can't get 500,000 views. 500,000. Tucker is massive orders of magnitude bigger than the so-called big boys. So that's a great piece of news for tonight. Some other news on let me hit refresh here. The president, who knows, he might be tweeting away or truthing away, as it were. He does have a tweet post truth. I'll get it eventually. 3 minutes ago. And here's what the president says. Well, he's here. You can hear it. This is a Fox News interview that the president puts up for us to hear. So let us hear it.
First of all, just your initial reaction to what the former president just said. This is a dark day for this nation.
Yeah, Harris, good to be with you. It's a really sad day for our country. I mean, if you believe in the rule of law and if you believe in equal justice under the law, this should concern you because, you know, we have what appears to be a completely political prosecution of the former president, the current leader for the Republican nomination. And, you know, it was a rush to get him indicted. You know, you look at the other cases, compare this to Hunter Biden's case, Joe Biden's case, Vice President Pence's, and even, Hillary Clinton. I can't see how Department of Justice isn't explaining why they're doing this case and none of these other cases that I just mentioned. It's really a sad day, Harrison. And I think it's the stuff of banana republics, quite frankly.
You know what? I have to point out what the former president is saying about that garage with the papers strewn all over and the lack of classified document security at a current president's home.
Okay, now the man speaking there was Matt Whitaker, who is the former acting attorney general. He had to do all those things acting because communists in the Senate wouldn't confirm Matt Whitaker, who's a patriot. But I liked a little touch there. Matt Whitaker being interviewed by Harris Faulkner. And I love that Matt Whitaker called her Harrison. Got her name wrong. In other words, he doesn't watch Fox News and he doesn't watch Harrison Faulkner. So he doesn't have the name right. It must have stung when Harris heard that. She's awful, terrible. A quintessential Fox rhino host who makes like she's, you know, she's with MAGA, but no, she's not. Not really. All right, that was just put up by the president. I think he must have especially enjoyed that Harrison part on Faulkner. But he put it up 3 minutes ago. Let's hit refresh again. Maybe he's got another one. No, not that. Well, he's got one 16 minutes ago. Is that fresh enough for you? Right off the grill. And this is Newsmax interviewing Sebastian Gorka. Let's listen to this.
This is a political attack job. Look at the fact pattern of the last 7 years, from Crossfire Hurricane to the Mueller probe, to impeachment one, to impeachment two, to the Mar-a-Lago raid, to the January 6th committee, to Alvin Bragg. This is about stopping President Trump from winning the next election. You can't win an election with a senile old man in the White House, 6 million illegal border crossings, fentanyl record deaths with skyrocketing inflation. You can't win an election unless you put the most powerful opposition person in America behind bars. This is what this is about.
There you go. That was Sebastian Gorka. That was beautiful. Put up by the president 16 minutes ago. Let's see what he's got. Here he's got one he put up 29 minutes ago. He's putting these up as fast as we can play them. This is one in which Jesse Waters appears to be interviewing Charles Hurt. So let's listen to Waters and Hurt as posted by our favorite president 29 minutes ago.
This took $10 million in bribes, supposedly, from Ukraine.
I think it's starting to get obvious what's going on here. The fact that that you have the two, this is no coincidence. I think it's clearly designed to, you actually had questions for some of the first questions we've seen of Joe Biden about the evidence that's coming out in Congress right now about deep and widespread corruption. This is not rumors. This is not smoke. This is actual evidence of it. He's been asked about it for the first time. So you see this drop on the exact same day. I think that the two are very related. I think that I think that especially when you step back and you consider that the charges that they're leveling against President Trump are the exact same charges that could be levied against Joe Biden himself and a host of other Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, as well as other Republicans. And the fact that he is the only one being charged is evidence that they're terrified of him. And they realize that if he gets the Republican nomination, he will very likely beat Joe Biden or whoever it is the Democrats put up. They are terrified. That's what that tells you.
And they are terrified. And we'll be right back after this break.
You'll actually help curb.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
Ain't no We're back, folks. In the wax. And I'll read the post from the president here. He says he is ordered to report, I guess, for arraignment on Tuesday at 3 p.m. at the federal courthouse in Miami. I think there is more than one federal courthouse. I don't know downtown Miami, so I've only been to two places in. Well, you know what? It's very close to where I've been. The only two places I've been to in Miami were Ron Paul meetings, Ron Paul rallies that I helped organize. One of them was, and my memory may be fuzzy on this, I think it was called Atlantic University, and I think it was in Coral Gables. And I set up something very, very neat for Ron Paul there. We had a huge rally at the presidential debates. And then the other place I met Ron Paul was in Little Havana, Miami. There's a Cuban restaurant in Little Havana, very pro Ron Paul, and I'm sure they're, if not more pro Donald Trump now today. So I met Ron Paul there in Little Havana, and I'm looking at the map here. It says that Little Havana is very close to downtown, just west of downtown, where the president will report for arraignment. Can you believe this? This is the circus that we saw in New York with this Bragg prosecutor. So now we'll repeat it in Miami. Will it be repeated again in Georgia? These nothing burgers? And fortunately, the American public is understanding. Oh, and what Charlie Hurt was mentioning there. Today, Marjorie Taylor Greene and others went into the SCIF, that is the secure, what does SCIF stand for? Well, it's the electronically isolated secure room in which you can view the most highly classified materials. So the Comer Committee, Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they went into the SCIF and saw the FBI report, which they've been hiding, covering up. Christopher Wray, yes, covering up, cover up artist. And before Christopher Wray, it was hidden by James Comey. And this is a report from a highly placed informant documenting that Joe Biden was receiving, that the Biden family was receiving bribes, two bribes of $5 million each, $10 million bribe for favors for an Ukrainian oligarch, a totally corrupt Ukrainian oligarch. And are there any other kind of Ukrainian oligarch? No, there aren't. So this Christopher Wray's hand was forced rather than be cited for contempt of Congress. Okay, I somehow muted my microphone. Sorry, Mike. I'm back. Christopher Wray was hiding it, and he released it today. But look what they did on the same day. This is Charlie Hurt's point. On the same day, they unleashed their indictment against Donald Trump. Well, what is guaranteed to happen? The news only handles one big headline per day. So Donald Trump indicted. That's the headline. Joe Biden, $10 million bribe documented. Oh, that gets swept under the rug. Nothing to see here. Move along. $10 million to Joe Biden as vice president. He brings new meaning to the word vice president. So the let's go to Damien, who's in Florida. Damien, what part of Florida are you in?
I used to live around the same part of you that did, JV.
Yes, I hear you.
And I just want to tell you, that place has turned into something different.
You're referring to... stay with me, Damien. We'll be with you right after this break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't folks. Born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy.
And you know, I just found we've got Damien on the phone with us from Florida. And Damien, thank you very much for calling. That restaurant in Little Havana, I think I'm remembering the name correctly, is Versailles.
Versailles.
Yeah. Were you there?
Yeah, I went there once. I mean, it's a nice place to get your Cuban coffee. There's one in West Palm Beach, too.
Well,
off
yeah,
US 1.
It's the most famous anti-communist
Cuban.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
And Ron Paul was there, and I was lucky enough to get there at the time. I was living in West Palm Beach.
I didn't even know that. I just know it's a famous place.
Yeah. Well, I drove down from West Palm Beach in my Camaro to the Versailles restaurant, and Ron Paul was on fire that day. But now, just a few blocks to the east of that, at the federal courthouse on Tuesday at 3 p.m., Donald Trump tells us, he will go in for his arraignment. And, you know, this is KGB Bolshevik type stuff here.
That type of stuff right here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't have any choice. If a federal prosecutor, which is, you know, somebody who's working in the Jerzinski's KGB.
I'll tell you what, Jamie. The first time I went down there, I had to do some stuff for international stuff, and I was like, they have federal police around here? I've never seen a federal police car before.
Let's hope we don't see the inside of one of those things. Donald Trump will show up for his arraignment. Now, in his little speech that we just heard.
I really hope he does. Just say, hey, I didn't do anything.
Yes. Well, and now
here's
the beautiful thing, is that the American people have had enough of this bullshit. And
I think they had enough of it now. Like, this is a bunch of crap.
Yeah. So they can throw these indictments and the president was referring to not warfare. He meant to say lawfare. This is lawfare. And it's not working. You know,
the news twists it in a way.
Yeah. Well,
so
the communists.
It's up for people to decide, like, hey, you know what? That's not actually what he said.
Yeah. Well, the communists, I think the communists have lost their mojo.
They're losing ground, man.
They are losing ground. Yeah, and they are really, really panicked, and they are desperate. So these indictments of Donald Trump, I don't believe any of them will come to anything. I don't believe so either. Yeah, Donald Trump. I love what he says today in his message. He says, "I am an innocent man." That's a perfect statement.
Of course
I am
he
an
is.
Innocent man.
I didn't
man.
Do anything.
Yeah. So Damien, let me look here. By the way, pal,
yeah,
when you
come back to Fort Lauderdale, I'll carry you out for lunch.
Okay. And hey, I remember you, by the way, in case you're wondering whether I recognize your voice. I remember you very well, friend.
I'll carry you out for lunch. We'll go out on the marina, out on Pompano out there. There's a great restaurant.
You know where I am now? You're in North Dakota or something. North Dakota? Can you believe it? Could you ever see Kelso in North Dakota?
It's kind of a lonely place, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. But I'm very happy to be up here. And by the way, this is my birthday, 75 years old. How do you like that?
Well, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
You made it to 75.
Yeah, and I don't feel a day over 74.
You work out and all that stuff?
Yeah. No, I'm in tip-top shape, and I mean everything's working.
That sounds great, man.
I'm firing on all 8 cylinders.
Even though I don't agree with you sometimes, I still like you. I don't agree with the guy sometimes.
Okay, well,
but I still like him.
Well, thank you, my friend, and thank you for calling the show, and thank you for spreading the word around about this show. I've been doing this since, I started in 2015 with this particular show, the Trump Phenomenon Show. That's 8 years,
Maybe you should change the name of the show to America Wakes Up.
Well, that's a good name. I'm very pleased with the name I chose way back when, Trump Phenomenon.
You carried it along very well.
Yeah, Donald Trump, who would have thought back in 2015 that Donald John Trump...
Nobody.
Yeah. I mean, the man has been charging. He's all that the left can talk about. I mean, you turn on your TV set...
They have nothing
Donald
else
Trump,
to talk about.
Yeah, what do they call that Trump Derangement Syndrome, TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. All of the left-wingers have it. And their brains are rotting with their they can't stand the fact that Donald Trump is still around. And not only is he still around,
it's like what Rush Limbaugh said, It's like a mental derangement syndrome that they have.
Yes, absolutely.
And years ago he said that. He was like, "It's the left is like a really derangement syndrome, man."
They are. Well, listen, thank you, buddy, for calling in. And I hope you call in again soon and spread the word among our buddies that Kelso's on the radio.
I try to do. Sometimes they don't listen.
That's all right. Just let them know. All right. We'll see you later,
my friend. They just, "Oh, what are you talking about, man?" I'm talking about the truth, man.
Yeah. But hey, buddy, talk to you again soon. So
it was great to talk to you tonight. Your show is wonderful, and I will listen to it. I'll call to it if I don't fall asleep.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All right, folks, that's an old friend. If you want to call in, as he just did, 512-248-8252. And let's just check on our president again. Let's just see, has he posted something else in the last 60 seconds. The man is he's a phenomenon. He's a machine. He's a dynamo. He's a white tornado. He's whatever you want to call him. He is it in spades. Okay, let's go here. All right. No. Oh, yeah. Another post. Yeah, another post. This one 17 minutes ago. It's another one. And, you know, these have high production values. These posts are not like just sloppily, thrown out there. He's got video, embedding. He's got text. He's got links. This is high production value posting. When does he? He's not going to have enough time for his arraignment. He's going to be too busy posting beautiful stuff to get over there for the communists. And I'll tell you one thing, they'll never get him to bend over. All right. So here's a link he just put up. Again, Harrison Faulkner, as Matt Whitaker. Deliciously mispronounced her name. This time it's Victor Davis Hanson. Let's see if he gets it right.
Matthew Whitaker just said something that I want to start with. He said that, you know, what we found out about the FBI investigation into President Trump was a hoax. But it was worse than that, Victor. What we found out was that they had been politicized, weaponizing things against this former president from the top levels of the FBI. Your thoughts?
That's exactly right, Harrison. It was even worse than that, because we now know that Hillary Clinton hired a foreign national, which is a felony, to work on a campaign. And she hid those payments to Christopher Steele through the DNC, Perkins Coie, and Fusion GPS. And she destroyed materials that were under subpoena, and that there was no FBI reaction at all. We know that James Comey knew that the dossier was fraudulent because his agency had offered $1 million to find one credible iota of evidence, and when they couldn't do it, he still tried to delude a FISA justice by presenting that as evidence successfully, so to get a writ. So this is a sad day, because you see what it does, Harris. It destroys all the credibility of the United States as a moral arbiter of democracy and constitutional government. How can we tell anybody in Asia or Africa or South America what they should be doing as far as jurisprudence and the rule of law?
Bingo. Victor Davis Hanson in California nails it. Our credibility, our moral credibility destroyed. It is a sad day today. My birthday, a sad day in American history. Nobody in any third world country has any reason to listen to the moral authority of the United States, which is now gone. Jurisprudence, the rule of law, this is what our people invented. Think about it for just a moment. It's worth thinking about. Has the rule of law existed anywhere ever except in European nations? contemplate that thought. Has there ever been a rule of law, things like a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, freedom of speech, protection against search and seizure, has that ever existed in any non-European, or we could say non-white nation, ever in history, ever, ever, anywhere? The answer is a big, fat no. No, it hasn't. And you don't want to live in any country that has no rule of law, that has, where Western civilization does not exist. And boys and girls, if you're not proud of your people for inventing that, for fighting for it, for creating it, for sustaining it, then you're missing the boat entirely. Our people are not 99% responsible for civilization, for the rule of law, for a constitution. We are 100% responsible entirely for that glory of civilization. And it's being trashed right now by the communists, the rats, the dirty rats like Christopher Wray. You can be a white communist. You can be an Anglo rat. And they are destroying, like Joe Biden, for example, destroying our, not just our country, but our entire civilization. The glory of the thing that makes our European, white, Western civilization the greatest and most beautiful thing that ever occurred in all of history, destroying it thoroughly, root and branch, tearing it out, burning it down. This is today is a terrible day in history, but the larger moment in history that we're in, this is the worst moment in the history of civilization. This is the destruction moment, the kill shot, the death moment, the beheading, the Robespierre-inspired guillotining of Western civilization. And Donald Trump has been clearly talking about it in exactly those terms, with that degree of seriousness, that degree of scope, of depth. He understands that it's all at stake. Let's go back to Victor Tavis Hansen.
Every aspect of this Biden-Trump is asymmetrical. Trump was a president, he had that prerogative to declassify. Biden was a vice president, he didn't. Trump had only had those documents for less than 2 years. Joe Biden knew that he had them for 6 years and never told anybody, nobody did anything about them. Mar-a-Lago is more secure than Joe Biden's garage. Donald Trump doesn't have a son who is erratic and is trying to weaponize or capitalize the knowledge of his father about government and his future trajectory as a political candidate for the Biden consortium profit. So it's just outrageous, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it's going to be a baton relay, because we're going to see Alvin Bragg get the baton, and then we're going to see Letita James get the baton, and then this Willis down in Georgia, and it's designed to destroy the person who's leading in the polls against Joe Biden. That's what countries abroad do that are unstable and corrupt. The existing administration uses the powers of government to indict his likely opponent or possible opponent in the next election.
Talk to me about the players in this. I mean, you mentioned a lot of names at the FBI and those previous investigations, but we don't know as much about the current, team looking at this. What we do know is that the documents, as you said, were there for 2 years, and that there was some sort of cooperation going on.
Forget what she was saying. Victor Davis Hanson, again, very eloquent in saying it. In third world countries, this is how you do it. if somebody has the stones to challenge you, you take them down, kill them, indict them, jail them, rough them up. That's where we are. That's where we are. You get a goon squad of 20 FBI agents in body armor with flash bangs and helicopters. Roger Stone had divers, I think, in Fort Lauderdale. He had divers in the water outside of his condo or his apartment. An old man, a sickly old man with an even more sickly old woman as a wife. And no weapons, no nothing. I don't know whether he had a dog. Maybe he had a dog. I don't know. We've come to a third world country, and Donald Trump is our last best hope to save ourselves from becoming Bolshevik, third world. Impoverished, enslaved, dead. All right, let's go back to the president and see what he's got now. I'll tell you what, he works harder than I do, and I think I work pretty hard. Nope, he doesn't have anything in the last 26 minutes. He's working. He's working on another one. He's not able to instantaneously generate these things. But I'll tell you what, you folks out there in the audience, let me know when one of you catches wind of episode number 2 of Tucker on Twitter. Let me know. I'll give you my phone number. It's area code 701. And call me. Let me know. That episode number 2 of Tucker is on. I think it's that important. I mean, 108+ million views. Everybody's watching what Tucker had to say. And you heard it. You heard that first, the whole 10 minutes of the first Tucker on Twitter. He covers the waterfront. He explains what's happened to us. He doesn't pull any punches. He just gives it to the communists right in the kisser. And he's so eloquent. He's so persuasive. So he is, you know, it just occurs to me, like in a flash, thinking about it, he is the heir to Rush Limbaugh. And he is, I think Rush Limbaugh would agree with this himself. Remember, Rush Limbaugh was huge, very, very good friend of Donald Trump. I think Rush Limbaugh himself would say, Tucker, you're a better version of me. I think Tucker would agree. Rush would agree. I think Tucker has surpassed Rush Limbaugh, maybe even in reach. 108 million, that, I think that's getting beyond even El Rushbo, who is sorely missed. His support for Donald Trump was very, very important in 2016. And we needed somebody to step in and replace Rush Limbaugh. And I think it's Tucker Carlson. All righty. What else is cooking over here on the coming from the president today, tonight? He said, well, the dark day that the people, commentators, were referring to, President writes it this way: this is indeed a dark day for the United States of America. We are a country in serious and rapid decline, but together we will make America great again. He always appends that hopeful thought, but you have to admit at this point it is a hopeful thought. And he says, I have been summoned to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday at 3 p.m. I never thought it possible that such a thing could happen to a former president of the United States. And he says, the corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted, seemingly over the boxes hoax, meaning they don't know for sure. They haven't seen the indictment, apparently, or the president hasn't seen it. So that's his writing today. He puts up some other things that are excellent. He just clobbers Chris Christie. He clobbers Mike Pence. Mike Pence, what a turncoat. I don't know, is turncoat the right word? I don't think he was ever on our team to begin with. What a puke Mike Pence is. What a phony. You know, and he comes across that way, doesn't he? Mike Pence comes, you know, Trump has been calling Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSanctimonious. I'll tell you what, he deserves the name Sanctimonious. But Mike Pence-imonious, Mike Pence is even more sanctimonious than Ron DeSanctimonious. Could somebody come up with a neologism for Pence and blend it in with sanctimonious? Pence-imonious, sanctipensious. Donald Trump is the guy. He's the guy that comes up with great words, great names. But anyway, Mike Pence, he's more sanctimonious. I mean, listen to this. We might have a second to listen to him.
They both owe a lot, I believe, to Donald Trump, and they should both be using their talents to stop the insanity of this insane prosecution and persecution of Donald Trump. Instead, they're running for president. Fat chance, oh, by the way, not going to happen. And Mike Pence, wow, what a disloyal person. Everything he has, really. I mean, the reason why he can run for president is because Donald Trump made him vice president. And he's playing the media's favorite game, the January 6th game.
I believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And
now, if that isn't sanctimonious, I don't know what is. I believe. I mean, the preacherly quality.
Anyone who asks someone else to put them over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
Oh, you tell them. You tell them, Mike Pence, you piece of puke. But by the way, watch Mike Pence disappear. His political career is over. Over. He's going to go. He's been running at 6%. He's going to go down to 2 or 1. All righty. On that fun thought, let's agree to meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. See you then and there. Don't stop.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.